Army veteran George Diaz created two successful graphic design businesses before he graduates from college this year with a degree in business. Up next on Veteran on the Move.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
The top seven paths to freedom is my free gift to you for listening to the show, featuring seven great ways for a veteran to take their first step into the exciting world of entrepreneurship. To receive your free gift, go to veteranonthemove.com. Or if you're listening on a mobile device, you can text the word veteran to 38470. George Diaz is a six-year Army veteran, most notably serving with the 75th Ranger Regiment with a total of four combat deployments. He then worked as a military contractor with the Department of Defense and Secretary of State. George is the founder and manager of Swissmonte Design, LLC, and Memorial Wraps, which specializes in graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and friction wrist wraps out of Visalia, California. George is currently scheduled to graduate in early 2017 with a bachelor's degree in business management. George Diaz, welcome to Veteran on the Move. Before we get to talking about business and entrepreneurship, take us back and share with us what you did in the Army.
Yeah, how you doing? So I was in the Army for 6 years, from 2004 to 2010. I was primarily with the 75th Ranger Regiment. I was there from 04 to 08, and then I did my last year in Texas at Fort Hood with a long-range reconnaissance and surveillance unit, alert unit, and I did a deployment with them. So I had a total of four deployments in the military, three with the 75th Ranger Regiment, 2nd Ranger Battalion, and one with the LRS unit out of Texas.
Awesome. So 75th Rangers, down around, are they around Fort Benning?
They're scattered. They have three battalions, two which are located in Georgia, and one that is located in Washington State.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when I was in a squadron in Dobbins there in Atlanta, the 75th Rangers would, from down in Columbus, Georgia, would call us all the time. We'd go down there and work with those guys quite a bit, really. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it was a good deal for us, too, to go down there. Because usually they'd pay for the ordnance and stuff, too. So it was fun for us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, so tell us about what it was like. You're getting out of the Army, and you ended up going to college, right?
Yeah. So when I got out of the Army, it was in 2010. I reenlisted once, and at the end of my second reenlistment, you know, they're trying to get me to reenlist again. I thought about it, but I just decided that, you know, It wasn't right for me. I had done my time and I was ready to try other things. So I got out, and then I came back home to Visalia, California, and kind of not sure what I was going to do, but then I started contracting. So I did 2 years of contract work with two different companies. One was PKMM, which was actually located in Lacey, Washington, right outside of Fort Lewis. So I worked for them in Afghanistan doing telecommunications work, installing, setting up, monitoring the CRAM system, which is a counter-rocket artillery and mortar system, which is a base defense system, just tracks incoming rounds, and we set off an alarm to make sure everybody gets into bunkers. So I did that for about 6 months. It was cool, just not really up my alley in what I was normally used to doing, being in the Army. So then I transitioned from that work and I moved over to Triple Canopy doing diplomatic security, which suited me well, which was really nice. When I got to Baghdad on my first assignment, it was almost like a family reunion, just all the guys from the regiment, just so many people I knew. And it was just a perfect fit for me. So I spent a couple months doing that work. And then my girlfriend at the time found out we were pregnant. So I decided to end my contract life and go home to be a father. And I did that at the end of, in 2012, I did that. Came back home for good.
Great. Well, congratulations. And then, so how did you get started with school?
School? Well, when I first got out, before I got out, I knew I was going to stop contracting relatively soon. So I was like, what am I going to do? You know, I mean, contract work, I mean, we do really well financially out there, but it's just, I mean, it wears on you being away all the time. And so I knew it wasn't for me. So I started looking around. I spent a lot of time on the internet, on Google and YouTube, and just looking at different business ideas and school. And so after watching everything, doing my research, I realized, business might be a good fit for me in some capacity. So that's when I decided I knew I was going to go to school for business. And then that's actually at the same time as when I developed my idea for my business. And so I pretty much right after I got out, about a couple months after I got home, I started going to a local community college, College of the Sequoias. And I was just doing my prerequisites, just trying to get the first classes out of the way. And I was taking a political science class. And that's when I knew that it was just, I couldn't, I mean, I think at the time I was 25, 26 years old, and being in there with 18-year-olds that, had zero to no life experience was very difficult to, keep my composure and be professional in the school settings. So at that time I knew I couldn't do it. It wasn't for me. So I elected to go to the University of Phoenix, which is, for me, it was a great fit. A lot of veterans go there. Once again, it almost felt like when I was working with Triple Canopy, it just felt like another family reunion. We're all on the same page. We're, there to get this school stuff out of the way and move on with our lives. Whereas the traditional college, I mean, the kids, they still don't know what they want to do, and they're just kind of winging things and have no goals set, really. At least for the majority of them, I would say. But
yeah, just visualizing you sitting in class, it reminds me of there's that blog called Ranger Goes to College, him blogging about the exact same thing, and or that old movie with Rodney Dangerfield. I think it's called Back to School, where he's the old man going back to college, arguing with the professors. But
I'm not familiar with that one, but to me it made me think of the Adam Sandler movie. Billy Madison.
Yeah, same thing. Kind of a more of a modern day version of that. But well, it's amazing how much growth and maturity can happen in just a handful of years. You said you're like maybe 25, 26, and just way beyond your typical 18-year-old, which is really why companies, employers out there love to hire veterans, because they realize that so much maturity has taken place in that small amount of time. So much more maturity that typically speaking, there's a lot of great civilians out there. So by no means, right, it's not like veterans walk on water or anything. It's just, I think that there's just a massive amount of living packed into a really small amount of time, especially with dealing with people and all the things associated with tough struggles and decisions and balancing people and getting along and not getting along. It really matures people quickly and allows, and also in the military, the mission focused and mission oriented and just doing what it takes to get the job done kind of thing. It's all those intangibles, those soft skills that are built up that employers love. And right, all those things are really the same qualities that make veterans great entrepreneurs also. So, well, let's talk about what kind of idea, what was your idea for a business that you came up with at the very beginning of starting your school?
So I was in Afghanistan at the time when I came up with my business idea. And I had, like I said, I mean, there's some really good civilians out there. I mean, I met some guys that I was working with that, had no previous military service, but really, had a lot of experience in the private sector. And so I linked up with a guy named Scott, and he had worked for multiple businesses and done almost everything. And so I was, bouncing a lot of ideas off him, and he kind of said, maybe you should start something a little bit, something not easy, because I mean, there is no easy business, which I've come to learn. Because with my business, I thought that's what I got into it, because I thought, oh, it's going to be simple. It's going to be, it's pretty cut and dry. And, you know, it turned out to be a lot more, you know, businesses. But that's how I got my first idea. And it was to just start creating and printing T-shirts, which in itself seems very simplistic. But, I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. And then once you add the whole business aspect of, you know, taxes and licensing and, you know, all the stuff that goes along with it, it just, I mean, it's far from easy. But, I mean, it's been a great experience. And so in 2012, I founded Suspante Design. And we've been going strong ever since. And we recently picked up into a brand called Memorial Wraps. But it's just been really good. I mean, tough, but very fulfilling.
Yeah, George, well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to dive into Suspante Design and Memorial Wraps and get into some of the nitty-gritty. So hold on just a second. Have you joined the Veteran on the Move Facebook group? I personally invite every guest that I have on the podcast to join the group. So the Veteran on the Move Facebook group is a great way to connect with previous podcast guests. Our Facebook group will keep you in touch with other veterans that are transitioning to entrepreneurship, and you will also get great updates and free guides on the people, programs, and resources that will help you in your transition to entrepreneurship. All right, we're back with George Diaz from Suspante Design and Memorial Wraps. George, you were talking about you had you gotten out of the Army, you were done contracting, you just started school, and you came up with the idea for starting a T-shirt company. Where did that idea come from, and where were you going with it?
The idea came from when I was in Afghanistan looking for, at the time, after I got out of the military and after I was done contracting, I knew I really didn't want to work for nobody else. And so I tried to figure out, you know, what was I going to do that was going to make me, you know, happy and provide for my family and things like that. So I decided to come up with a T-shirt idea or a T-shirt company. And the main reason, I mean, where Suspante Design is not necessarily a retail brand. We do have a few designs that we sell, you know, retail single shirt designs, but primarily Suspante Design is a contract fulfillment company. So basically what we do is we find other entrepreneurs that have the ideas for t-shirt designs, and we give them low cost solutions to print those shirts and get their shirts to market. Some of the services that we include are screen printing, embroidery, we'll package and ship your garments. And we'll do some logo designs, and we'll help you with marketing support too. So it's the company has evolved definitely from the early starts of just being a t-shirt printer. So we've added a few new services and stuff like that.
Now, are you coming up with designs for your own t-shirts, or are you pretty much doing it for everybody else?
We do have a few. We have a small collection of ourselves, and most of it's geared towards the 75th Ranger Regiment or just, you know, military. But that market is very saturated. There's a lot of, you know, every day it seems like a new veteran's coming out and they have the next great best idea. So my idea was instead of competing with all of them, I decided to, you know, make them clients and customers and, you know, help them push their products.
Dude, great idea, you know, because I think back to that that example back in the 1800s with the California Gold Rush, there were the few people that discovered gold, but the people that really made it great, really made a lot of money, were the people that divided the shovels and the picks. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got that right. So, take us through the first couple of steps at the very beginning. Like, how did you actually get started? How'd you land your first client? You know, how'd you get it set up? Marketing, well, all that.
So I got back home, and then I used my first thing is I sort of used LegalZoom, and they were the ones that helped me form my corporation, my LLC. Mm-hmm. And so once I got the paperwork side of the house, kind of everything established and set up, it was just word of mouth. You know, that's you know, it's our biggest. We don't do a lot of advertising. Most of our clients are you know. Former contacts through networking, and so word of mouth is our biggest advertising. But my first client, I was in the liquor store, just picking up some bread or milk or something for my daughter, something small. And there was a guy in a mechanic shirt ahead of me, and so I just struck up a conversation with him. We started talking, and I mentioned his shirt, and you know, I liked the design on it and stuff like that. And that's who he printed it, and he told me. And then so I just kind of briefly told him, oh, that's so neat. You know, I just, you know, started my own company, and I'm doing the same thing. And he was like, really? And he was a really nice guy. And I told him a little bit about being a veteran, and he was just like, oh, wow. So he's like, well, you know what? Have you sold anything yet? And I said, no. He's like, well, I'd love to be your first customer. And I was like, wow, I'd love that too. And that's how I got my first sale. So I did about, it was like 50 shirts for an auto mechanic shop in Porterville,
oh, no California. Kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you find yourself hanging out in the liquor store often looking for additional customers?
Not anymore. No. But I do. I am a big believer in utilizing every opportunity that comes your way. So, you know, if I'm at the zoo or if I'm in the liquor store and there's an opportunity, I'll definitely go for it.
Yeah, you know, a perfect example of you never know who you're talking to and where it's going to lead.
Absolutely.
So, like one of the great lessons of networking. You might be at a specific networking event, but you never, or you're out there in the Ville just chatting it away with whoever, and you never know who you're talking to or where it's going to go to. So are you actually making the shirts in California where you live, or are you outsourcing that work?
No. We don't manufacture the shirts. Mm-hmm. You know, we have distributors where we purchase the shirts, but we actually do the designing and the screen mm-hmm. printing in California. Yeah. So we do all that. And then now we do the embroidery and we do labels and stuff like that. So,
and if I like, if I had an idea for a t-shirt, I could just throw my ideas at you and you could put some designs together, or do I have to bring the design to you?
No. That's really the best thing that we do, is we enjoy interacting with our clients and, you know, helping them bring their idea. Because, I mean, like I said earlier, is that, you know, it seems very simple, but there's just so many things that go into creating a proper t-shirt design. Most people think, oh, I want this picture on this shirt. And it doesn't necessarily work that way. So we definitely like to work with our clients and, you know, coach them and kind of steer them in the right direction, so that way they get the best design for the type of the garment that they're using. So
mm-hmm. Now, if you can, give me an idea if I'm a veteran or whoever, and I got a great idea for a t-shirt that I want to bring to market, what kind of cost am I looking at? Like, I'm sure it varies widely with the requirements for the design and all that, but like, what's my min and max and average?
So because, like I said, most of my clients are word of mouth and, you know, friends and stuff, our minimums are actually very low. Our minimum is only 12 shirts. So most companies out here, they want to do 50, 30. And I mean, in reality, I mean, the price can get very high when you start talking about higher quantities and stuff. I mean, the price per garment goes down significantly, but the overall price is still pretty high. So for somebody that doesn't really know the market or just has an idea and hasn't really experimented, the best piece of idea that, or best piece of advice that I give them, I was like, is do a small run. You don't need to produce 150 shirts. And if you don't have a solid, you know, they're going to sell, or you already have an audience, you know, mm-hmm. if you're just starting up, keep it simple, you know. I mean, do a single color design, because when you start doing multiple colors and start adding multiple placements, then the costs aren't going up. You know, it's more labor, it's more materials, so naturally the price goes up. So for somebody starting out, I mean, and this is the other thing that I try to tell people, is that it's not necessarily the t-shirt design that sells, because I mean, there's so many very talented people in this world that I mean, you could search the internet all day and just find designs that are just amazing. But, I mean, they don't really sell them well, because a design by itself, I mean, honestly, is useless. And what's important about a design is the message that it's bringing to the table, and the story behind the design is what really sells. It's not necessarily the design itself. So when I have new clients and I tell them, I was like, well, what does this represent? What does it mean? What's the story? What inspired you to create this? And when you get that information, then you can make a much better design tailored to that message. And then you sell the message, not necessarily the design. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go with it, but like I said, the most important thing I think for new guys wanting to get into t-shirt thing is have a strong message. Know exactly who you want to reach with it, and then full steam ahead at that point.
So, like, if I just want to get in and test my idea, like, what's some of the minimum cost I could expect? I mean, the 12 t-shirts is one thing.
So, for the to come in for us, if so, there's different levels, sure, but just the lowest price, you could get 12 shirts done for like $10 a piece. So you're looking at about $120. Okay. I mean, which is not crazy, you know. But I mean, if you use it a little bit nicer, sure, you can go up to like $144. So basically, you're looking about $120 to $150 for 12 shirts.
And is there any design, initial design costs, setup costs associated with that? Or is it included?
Yeah, I mean, if the client would come with just a hand-drawn stuff, then I'm going to have to translate that and put it into a digital format, which is called vectoring. And that's the basic of how screen printing is done. It's done off of vectored artwork. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we're going to do a complete design for you, we may charge you like, we charge, it's roughly $35 an hour we'll charge for custom work. Like if you just come at me and you have no idea what you want, but it's like, I want a dragon and I want some flies and some rainbows or just, you know, some off the wall stuff. I mean, we'll be happy to do it for you. But in order to the back and forth, it could get a little bit expensive. So most time I tell people is like, try to get the best of your ideas and kind of have a outline to help us out a little bit. Cool. Because nobody knows your mind like yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and like the whole thing, communication is key. So if you have proper communication and you really say what you want and make sure the artist understands it, then it's going to come out really quick. But I mean, we're looking, like I said, a lot of times I do, because most of my clients are veterans, I do a lot of, you know, free work for a lot of the guys. And most of the times when they come with me and there's their first design, I don't even charge them artwork fees. I'll just do it just because I'm an ESCA.
Yeah,
and I want them to succeed.
I mean, I've had like my Veteran on the Move logo, the one that's on the website. I think I paid like $75 on Upwork. It turns out it was actually, I think it actually was an Army guy that picked up the job and ran with it. So he got it. And it was like, you know, $75. That's, you know, next to nothing, multiple versions and everything else. And even recently I've been having some pretty good luck on Fiverr, with working with some artwork designs, Photoshop stuff, that kind of thing. So
Fiverr, you know, it could be done out there. Definitely a good resource. I tell a lot of people, like, especially new clients, you know, if you know, they need a design, but for a low cost, Fiverr is a great place. You go there and get simple designs or even sometimes complex designs for, you know, under $100, which is really good. But the only issue I've encountered with Fiverr is the communication barrier, because a lot of the people are from other countries. A lot of them come from India and stuff like that. So sometimes I'm getting the meaning. Like for me, being a veteran, as veterans, we think a little bit different. And so trying to communicate our idea to someone that's never served or trying to create a military specific design, I mean, there's going to be a communication barrier. But usually they're pretty good. I mean, there'll be some back and forth, but usually it comes out all right.
Yeah, you know, I recently discovered with Fiverr, it's kind of like a hack or a little, maybe it's an unknown secret. Instead of going in and posting a job from scratch, trying to explain it, what I do is I go to Fiverr and I go up to the top where the search box is. And so in this case, I would search for military t-shirt artwork design or something like that and search for that. And then you'll have a bunch of people that pop up and they have like these pre-formatted templates. They're like, I can design your military t-shirt for $15. And they'll show you all these examples of previous ones that they've already done. And you can sift through those and like, okay, yeah, this guy looks real similar to what I'm looking for. You click on it and you pay $15 and then you tell them what it is you want. Going that route has been so much better for me than just starting from scratch on Fiverr, trying to hoping the right person stumbles across the job description. So I don't know if you've used that technique, but man, it works. It works so much better than like on my Amazon business. I'll be like, I need to product insert for packaging, and boom, all these people pop up and you sift through them like, that looks like the stuff I'm looking at, and click on it. And 24 hours later, you've got what you need. I mean, I've had so much better luck doing it that way than the other way. So Anyways, I've just kind of figured that out here in the last few weeks, which was why I'm even talking about it. But if you're looking for something like that, get on Fiverr and do a search first and find these people that already have stuff set up and ready to go. All right. So what are the Memorial Wraps? That's just another brand underneath the Swiss Bonte.
Right. So Memorial Wraps does a lot of, it was founded by one of my Ranger brothers. Or two of my Ranger brothers. And it just started off as a side, you know, home project, just to do something, you know, trying to deal with, you know, our military time in the service and stuff like that. But and it grew beyond, I mean, anyone's expectations, you know. But the organization's principal objective is to bring awareness, honor, and remembrance to those who gave all of themselves for the sake of others. So Memorial Wraps is in the fitness industry, and Memorial Wraps really what it is it's called it's a friction wrist wrap, and what it's there for is for support when you're doing lifts, and that was the base product when Memorial Wraps was founded, and it picked up tremendous steam. You know, we've gotten so much support from the community, veteran community, law enforcement, firefighters, just all the people that, you know, that we're working with, and it's just been unbelievable. So I picked up it grew out of my buddy's ability to do. So he approached me and he asked me if I wanted to take it over, and you know, so I could, you know, grow it and expand it. And I said, yeah. So in January we finished the transition and the handover, and so since January I've had it, and I've just been going full steam ahead. We've added more facilities. So now we added, we went from a garage. Now we have, you know, a combined 2,000 square feet of office and warehouse space that we meant to do all the screen printing as well as the Memorial Wraps out of. So it's definitely growing, and it's just been really good.
So George, go back to your first customer that you met there with a innocent conversation in the liquor store. How many customers have you had since then?
Ooh.
Is it just too many to count? Just give us an idea of like how much, you know, how much business you've been doing and how it's going. It's because it's been a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, it's we just had our 5-year anniversary. March of this year was 5 years that the company's been in business. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, I think the first year, so year one, you know, started from scratch, I did 12,000 in business that first year.
Uh-huh.
Then the second year, I did 25,000.
Double. 12 grand your first year is really good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I was actually, you know, I'm very hard on myself. You know, I'm always pushing for more and more. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it's just in me, you know. But, you know, my family, everybody's just like, step back. Take a look at what you're actually doing. I mean, you're doing good. Like, you shouldn't beat yourself up so much.
Sometimes you have to pause and go back and see how far you've come, and then get back to work.
Yeah, exactly. So it went from, we did 12 to 25 to 50, and
double.
Yeah, and then we doubled again, and then our fourth year, we did this last year. We just did 110,000 last year.
Wow!
So our goal this year actually is 250,000.
That's awesome. Hey, that's a while back you said, I didn't, you know, when you got done with the contract, you're like, I didn't really want to work for someone else. You know, what's it feel like now that, and I don't even know, are you working another side job at the moment, or is?
No.
So you're all in.
I do this full time, all in.
So you're all in, you got good revenue, not sure what your margins are, but what's it feel like to be a full-blown entrepreneur and having money coming in the door?
It's good and scary. I mean, honestly, it feels awesome. I have like 4 employees now, and it's just, I mean, it gets me up in the morning. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's having people. You know, it makes me feel amazing that I have people that depend on me. You know. And it just drives me that much more to make sure that we're successful, because you know, I have, you know, people depending on me to make sure the company is successful because they have families and whatnot. So in that respect, I mean, it's a tremendous honor to have people believe in me and, you know, depend on me. It just, it means a lot. So.
Oh, that's awesome. We're getting towards the end of our time. Someone out there listening, if they're looking for some t-shirt design or they got some ideas for some t-shirts that they want to produce for their company or whatever, how do we get a hold of you and start that process?
You can just find us on the web, suspontedesign.com or memorialwraps.com. If you're local to California area, you could call us 559-358-8357. Or you could visit us at our office, which is located in Visalia, California at 313 Northwest Visalia, California.
And Suasponte is S-U-A?
S-P-O-N-T-E design.com. And Suasponte is actually Latin. It's probably my biggest question is what does it mean? And
sure.
It was the motto of the 75th Ranger Regiment.
Oh, no kidding.
And I mean, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, excuse me?
What does Suasponte mean?
Oh, it's Latin for his of their own accord.
Great. Awesome. I love that. I had no idea that was actually the motto of the 75th Rangers. It's great. It's a very creative to work that into a business idea. So, all right. So George, last word for you. If you're talking to somebody that's still in and they're looking to get out and start their own business like yourself, feeling really strongly about not wanting to work for someone else. What kind of advice would you have for them?
You know, I'm really happy that you asked this because it's something I've been chewing on for a little bit. And as you know, veterans, you know, when we were in, after we get out, we get our GI Bill, so that way we can go to college free of cost, and we actually, you know, give us a little stipend of BAH, so that way we can live off and go to school. My biggest piece of advice, and because this is what I did, and I'm not saying it's the right for everybody, but a lot of times people in the military, I mean, we spend our money just ridiculous, you know, going out, doing dumb things, and, you know, at the end of the day, most people get out of the service, don't really have nothing to show for all the time they spent in. And so I've noticed that happens a lot with people going to college now. They kind of, they're still in the same, you know, mode, and, you know, they're getting the BAH, so they're just kind of hanging around, spending it and stuff. And honestly, the way I was able to fund my company was through my BAH from my school when I was going to University of Phoenix. I used all the money. And I just poured it into my company because I knew at the end of those 36 months, I mean, this had to sustain me and I had to live off of it. And that'd be the biggest thing is, I mean, use the money wisely. I mean, this is for a lot of us, it might be our last opportunity to have a real, you know, someone really giving us something really big to do something with our lives. So, if you know, for all the veterans out there listening, I mean, save your money, brothers and sisters. I mean, you're out there, you're getting that nice chunk of change, and I mean, just don't spend it. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're older, we're, you know, we got a lot of life to live. So let's do something with that. And, you know, I hope they do. I really do. I hope, you know, people listening that, you know, it, you know, something clicks with them and they do the right thing. Great. But that would be my biggest piece of advice.
Absolutely. Great advice, George. Especially if you're still in, start socking some of that money away right now. If nothing else, stuff it under your mattress if you don't have any other place to put it. But I mean, it just gives you a little more runway and a little more maneuvering room the more money you got stashed in your pocket. Absolutely. All right, George. Well, thanks for sharing your story, man. We look forward to seeing your success in the future with both businesses or, you know, both brands. You've been doubling every year you've been in business, which is phenomenal. And, you know, more power to you and keep rocking and rolling.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. These two veterans are Oscar Mike. As you can tell from listening to the Veteran on the Move podcast, interviews are a great way to tell your story and spread the word about your business. If you would like to get booked as a podcast guest, I recommend Interview Valet. You can check out Interview Valet at veteranonthemove.com/valet. Be sure to check out thrive15.com, the world's premier online education platform that helps entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs learn how to start or grow a successful business. Start your free 30-day membership by going to thrive15.com and use the promo code VETERAN. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.